Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Rich Eisen Show. Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Before I let you go here, Chris, what's your first blush thought on this matchup?
I think if you were the Eagles, you'd probably rather play the Bengals.
Really?
The Rich Eisen Show. Today's guests. Three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, J.J. Watt. CBS Sports broadcaster, Ian Eagle. Lions quarterback, Jared Goff. Two-time Super Bowl winning head coach, Tom Coughlin. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, we have made it. It's Super Bowl week right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're live in Los Angeles, California. Today and tomorrow, we're here in L.A., home of last year's Super Bowl. But on Wednesday, this show will emanate from the Arizona Super Bowl at the Super Bowl Experience in the Convention Center in downtown Phoenix. We have got great guests lined up for those three shows, but we start today with a great guest list, including a two-time Super Bowl champ, a Super Bowl quarterback from his days as a Los Angeles Rams quarterback. We also have the man, Ian Eagle, who is calling the Super Bowl on the international feed. He called the AFC Championship game for Westwood One. He's gonna also call the next Brooklyn Net game that doesn't have Kyrie Irving in it because he is the voice of the Nets and Irving is now Dallas Maverick. We'll discuss that on this show today. Our first guest joining us in about 18 minutes time is a guy who's going to welcome us to the Super Bowl city in Phoenix / Scottsdale / Glendale. It's called the Arizona Super Bowl is the way they really want it called. J.J. Watt, the retiree of the moment, and he played against both the Eagles and the Chiefs, and this just in, they're playing in the Super Bowl this week in Arizona. So we've got a lot to talk about today. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Roku channel, free on all Roku devices, free on select Samsung smart TVs, free on Amazon Fire TV, free on the Roku app, because the Roku channel's part of the Roku app, and the RokuChannel.com on the internet, it is free. We say hello to our terrestrial radio audience, those listening on Sirius Channel 218, XM 202, Channel 992, if you're checking us out on the app. If you're also checking us out on Odyssey, we say hello to you, to our podcast listeners who are just chock full of excitement and eager to get all the information about Super Bowl 57, as we will give to you all week long right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We say hello to you, and we say hello to you, Chris Brockman. How are you, sir?
Rich, fired up, man. All 5 months, long season, went fast. Here we are.
Jason Feller is sitting in the chair today because Mike Del Tufo is where? He's making his way to Phoenix right now, correct?
Yeah, he said, what, 91 and 15?
All right, so he just left.
He left about an hour and change ago. Yeah.
All right.
On the road.
He's going there to set up shop for us.
Couldn't wait. He couldn't leave
Fantastic.
4 hours later.
Fantastic. And the man who woke up today, perhaps to the news that Stephen Jones of his beloved Dallas Cowboys said Dak Prescott will be the quarterback there for the next 10 years.
Oh,
let's go.
TJ Jefferson, good to see you. Light that candle, sir.
Candle said, if you see DJ Mikey D on the road, give him one of these. You know, let him know that you're listening.
Now, are you bringing the candle to Phoenix?
Nah, I definitely. I might once we touch ground, I might hit a Walmart or somewhere, find
a
candle.
A Sean Mart. That's what it's called. A Sean Mart. Officially was named Denver Broncos Sean coach over the weekend.
Find a candle. Okay. And maybe Bick will hook us up with a lighter.
Very
or two.
Good. There you go. Very good. All right. Very good. Good to see everybody here.
Good to be here.
Look. I know this is good. I usually shouldn't start my takeoff this way, the takeoff the top, but I know this is going to piss off Philadelphia Eagles fans.
Okay.
You don't mind that, though, right?
I'm here for it.
Okay. New York fans, I'm from New York City. I don't know if you saw during the Knicks victory over the Philadelphia 76ers yesterday, Tyrese Maxey at the line shooting two, and the chant, Eagles suck, comes down from the rafters in MSG.
It's one thing we can't agree on.
Okay. Wow. That happened yesterday. So, look, I know this is going to piss off Philadelphia Eagles fans, but you know this already anyway. This week is Patrick Mahomes week at the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 57. Jalen Hurts is spectacular. This team is spectacular. This team has stars all over the map. Offense, defense, their special teams is terrific. Their coach should have been a finalist for Coach of the Year. I'm saying all this because I understand you would get pissed to say, hey, we've made the Super Bowl with a different coach-quarterback combination than the last time he made the Super Bowl. And the last time he made the Super Bowl, we won it. And that's in the last 6 years of football. We deserve to have this be our week, too. And it is your week. It is. But Patrick Mahomes is playing in this game. And I know so many folks out there think we in the national media, the NFL media, gush too much about him. But this is his week in so many different ways, shapes, and forms. And to me, the reason why it is his week, for sure, is that if Tom Brady is retired for good, then his numbers, his all-time great numbers, his GOAT numerals are now fixed figures. They're fixed. It's over. He's not going to be able to add any more to it because he is retired for good. Thus, Patrick Mahomes now has a target. And of all the quarterbacks in the NFL, he's the one remaining that has the best shot to hit these targets, with all due respect to Joe Burrow, who is young and made it last year and made two straight AFC championship games, but he has zero Super Bowls. Mahomes has one. We had this discussion when the Bucs played the Chiefs a couple years ago in the Super Bowl, the last time Kansas City made the Super Bowl. We had this conversation that Brady was not only trying to set a new standard for himself at his age and being with a new team and being back in the game with a new team after being with the Patriots for so long and in that game as a Patriot for so long. We were talking about it that, hey, Brady wins here. He sets another standard for his age and a new team and a new spot, but he also keeps Mahomes at bay and separates the two of them even further, because if there's anybody you could go get Tom or come within hailing distance of Tom, it's this kid. And he's still a kid, which is why we're talking about him. Three or more Super Bowl starts within a four-year span before turning 30. Only five quarterbacks have ever done it. Mahomes is one of them. Tom Brady, Troy Aikman, John Elway, Bob Greasy are the only other four in the history of this big game. Brady and Aikman went 3-0 in those starts. Elway didn't win a single one of them. And Bob Greasy went 2-1. Mahomes can join Brady, Aikman, and Greasy being above 500, or he can join Elway being below 500 with this game. And most importantly, if he wins it, he has two before turning 28, which he does in September. And this is the stuff you need to do if you want to catch Brady. And if you're sitting here thinking, no one's ever going to catch him, this is what Mahomes' career is going to be about for the rest of his time.
100%.
And any kid that comes out of college and does what we've seen from Mahomes, this is going to be their conversation about them, too. Period. In the same way that we were talking about Brady in 2004 on NFL Network after he went back-to-back, by the way, in his third career Super Bowl start, like Mahomes, against the Eagles. Same opponent in their third career Super Bowl starts. We were talking about that about Brady. It's like, oh my God, he's got three already. He's going to catch Montana. He's definitely going to catch Montana and Bradshaw. He's going to catch him. 10 more years it took till he finally matched them. And then got three more. It's so stupid when you talk about it.
It's stupid. Seven is stupid.
But that's what I'm saying is when Brady did it, back in the day, NFL Network just 2 years old, that's all we talked about is that Bradshaw and Montana were going to get got. And the only question is how much further will Brady go? It took a decade for them to for him to finally hit that fourth Super Bowl and match them. So what I'm saying is this is a new conversation we're having now that Brady's retired for good and his numbers are fixed. Who can catch him? It's Mahomes. Currently, Mahomes in the AFC Championship game, as we all know, threw for 326 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. In terms of all-time playoff games with that stat line, there's only four guys who have done it four times like Mahomes now. Rodgers, Peyton Manning, and there's Brady at seven. Again, these are all numbers that Brady has now fixed. That's it. And Mahomes has four now. Brady, 48 career playoff games, only seven such games like this. Manning, 27, he had five such games. Rodgers has his four such 300 passing yards and no touchdown playoff stat lines. He did it in 21 games. Mahomes has got four in 13 games. These are numbers that he's going to, every single stat that I have in my packet from the NFL Network about this Super Bowl, 60 pages long, any stat about Mahomes and what he can do in terms of matching this number or continuing on in that number or surpassing that number about the Super Bowl has the name Tom Brady either at the top or number two. I'm telling you. Most career wins in a playoff career prior to the 28th birthday all time. Roethlisberger has eight. Brady has nine. Mahomes, in making this Super Bowl, just broke the record. 10. Brady and Roethlisberger, prior to turning 28, though, won the Super Bowl twice. Mahomes has to win it this time to match those guys. He can do it. He's doing things that we hadn't seen in rare cases, and again, that we didn't see prior to Brady and have only seen in rare instances since Brady. And Mahomes is one of them. That's why this week is about him. The Eagles, you are great. The Eagles, you could very well win this game easily, right? Yeah. You said Madden did a simulation?
Yeah, the Madden people did a sim and the Eagles won. It's
totally possible. And then if this conversation makes you irate and your Eagle green blood is boiling over it, great. By the end of the week, we'll be spending the entire offseason talking about your franchise's greatness and deservedly so, and how great Hurts is at a young age and how he could potentially run down Brady at some point. Absolutely. No question about it. But as of now, the one guy who can catch Brady in so many different ways or get in his orbit is Patrick Mahomes. And here's the thing. He's got to win this week. He's got to win this week.
If he gets two, he's now separated. But if he loses and Hurts get it, now Mahomes has one.
And Hurts has one.
Hurts has one. Yeah, now Burrow, Herbert.
Stafford.
All these other guys, though, are only one behind.
Right. That's it.
Yeah. He can really create some distance.
And then the conversation about, is Brady ever going to get gone?
He's not.
The seven?
I mean, Tom Brady's an anomaly, right? So I feel like it's unfair to anyone to have the number seven as that is the
guess what?
Well,
like
four
should still be, because getting seven is so outrageous. It is so unbelievable. There is no chance
that anyone's ever going to do that again.
But four is at least like you can look at four and go, that's doable. Seven?
I know that.
There's no way.
Unfortunately.
Rich, how is somebody going to live up to that?
As unfortunately, for every quarterback currently in the league and every quarterback currently in college, for any kid currently sitting in a cradle somewhere, for any kid who is a twinkle in their mother's eye right now, who wants to play quarterback in the NFL, this is the new number. We're not used to it yet. We're just not.
You're never going to be used to it.
We're not.
Seven is so
but
nice.
Every Super Bowl week, this is the conversation that's going to be had when there's a generationally brilliant player this age and this accomplished by this age with an opportunity to win a multiple Super Bowl. And guess what? If Mahomes makes it again next year and he can go for three, what's the conversation going to be? This, even louder.
Yeah. Well, and if he gets this, he's almost halfway home.
And the last one to win back-to-back Super Bowls since Brady. Every quarterback accomplishment and every accomplished quarterback, this is the number. Unfair, absolutely.
Totally.
But that's it. We're off and running on Super Bowl week, everybody. Let's take a break. Yeah. J.J. Watt. Joining us next, he's going to be welcoming us to Arizona.
Like at the airport? Is it like going to be no.
We have to meet him, unfortunately, at the R.E.S. summit consulting? Of Camelback Mountain.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. What a
good Lord. Way to flex.
And he had a weighted backpack?
My gosh. Okay. Okay, brother. We get it. He's next right here on this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. It's Super Bowl week, people. It's Super Bowl week.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. We're going to Phoenix. We're going to Scottsdale. We're going to Glendale. They would like to have this called the Arizona Super Bowl. I got that email this week. Oh, please call the Arizona Super
not
Bowl.
Not Phoenix.
I mean, because there's people in Glendale.
Well, the game, is, in Scottsdale. The game isn't Glendale.
Look, it's their Super Bowl. So we're going, and I said, let me get an all-time great who lives there to call into the show to get us started. And doing that right now is future Hall of Famer, recent retiree, and one of our favorites, J.J. Watt, kind enough to be the first guest of Super Bowl 57 week right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Is that your kid right there, J.J.?
Yeah, Rich, I got to give you a little caveat right out of the gate.
Yes.
Just finished feeding my son.
Okay.
So if you hear any burping or crying, there's a 50-50 shot on if it's me or him.
Okay, very good. Can we guess when we hear it? Can we guess when we hear it if it's you or it's
yes,
KJ
yes.
Watt, correct?
The burp, you'll definitely, the burp will be, you might not guess it. The crying, you'll certainly know it's me.
Fantastic. I love it. KJ Watt, right? Is that your?
Little Koa James. Little Koa James.
Koa James Watt. How's that going, man? You must love this, right? It's all good.
Oh, it's the best, man. I love it. It is. I mean, you know it, and any parent knows it, mm-hmm. and you try and explain it to somebody. People used to try and explain it to me, and you just don't really get it until it happens to you, and it's the greatest thing in the world.
I love it, too. And by the way, I saw your tweets. I don't know what I was more impressed by, the fact that you went and summited Camelback with a weighted backpack, or the fact that you took a few hours out of your day, you found that window I would love to do. I'd love to have a few hours. I can't even play golf, let alone, you know, weight backpack and go climb a mountain, man. I don't know how I could. Good for you. Congrats.
I don't know if I'll be doing it again, but really enjoyed it first time.
Fantastic, brother.
First time, last time.
46 minutes? For real?
Well, I think that's my problem. So, like, I'm kidding. I do think I'll do it again.
Okay.
But I'm a very prideful man, and I'm a very big competitor.
Mm-hmm.
So we started. It was me and my buddy from back home, Doug, and we started. And I'm not going to be a punk. So there's people, you know, and I'm like, all right, let's pass that group. And then there's another group like 100 feet ahead. I'm like, all right, let's pass them. So it just turned into this competition. And I like forgot I'm 285 pounds. And I also did not realize how far 1.5 miles directly up the mountain is. And it's humbling. It's very humbling, Rich.
Oh, man. Incredible. Well, J.J. Watt joining us here.
You'll like this. Yeah. We're like 5 minutes from the top. And the whole way, you're like, it's right there. I'm getting so mm-hmm. close. You're never close.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm dying. I'm like, I said, Doug, stop. I need a break. So mm-hmm. I take a break, hands on knees, and coming the other way down from the top is this wife and husband. And they have like a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old girl,
yeah.
Like their daughters with them on their way down from the top. And that was the moment where I just said,
right.
You are a real punk, man. Like, this is embarrassing.
Well, you know what, JJ? This is where you just got to dig deep. You just got to suck it up and you just got to try again. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't mind me saying. Just got to try again. And
yeah, no, I will. When you get down here, and we'll do it one morning. We'll do the show from the top.
Summit. That'll be great. Fantastic. J.J. Watt here on the Rich Eisen Show, Super Bowl week. All right, let's jump into it, if you don't mind. You played against both of these teams. Were they the two best, you know, that you faced this year, do you think, J.J.?
I mean, they are very, very, they're very, very good teams, and they're extremely complete. I mean, obviously you have Mahomes and Kelce and everything that offense brings, but you also got Chris Jones, Frank Clark, those guys on the defense. And then you've got the Eagles who, in my opinion, have built one of the best defensive line rooms I've ever seen. I mean, you've got guys like Robert Quinn, you know, 100 sack guys coming off the bench. You've got Ndamukong Suh, you know, spelling guys. Like, I've never seen a room with so many great D linemen in it. And then you've got an offense that can do so many different things with an O-line that's very, very, very good. And the most dominant quarterback sneak game I've ever seen. They quarterback sneak better than anybody that's ever done it. So it's going to be a hell of a game.
What's it like chasing down Mahomes and Hurts or being part of a defense that has to account for that part of their game?
It's not that fun. It's not that fun. They're different players, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one thing I've always said about Pat in chasing him around is that it really does take all four guys, and even then it's tough because he's got such incredible arm strength that he can just keep backing up and keep backing up and then still make a 30-yard throw down the field. So even if you win your pass rush clean, he can get away and scramble around and then chuck it wherever he wants to, and he knows Kelce's going to get open. And then with Hurts, he's obviously an incredible passer, but he's an incredible runner in his own right. So if you give him any lane whatsoever, he's gone. He's going to make you pay, you know, for 20, 30 yards. So they're tough to track down. It takes everything. And, I mean, the Eagles obviously have an incredible defensive line that's going to have all those guys aimed right at Mahomes. But it's going to be fascinating to watch.
What makes Lane Johnson so good? What do you got for me there?
I mean, the guy's so athletic. He's incredibly athletic for his size and the movements he can make and the mm-hmm. strength that he has with it. And, I mean, I know I've seen a lot of talk about it on the internet lately, but he does get off that ball very quickly, very, very quickly.
So okay.
He gets to his position faster than anybody in the league gets to their position.
Now, I'm detecting just a sense that was it like a hair early? Like, is that what we would call it?
The guy is an unbelievable player.
Yes.
He is truly one of the best I've played against, and that's a fact. And I have so much respect for him. And I am a big believer in if it's not called, that means that it's all right to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I play against him, am I talking to the refs every single play? Every single yes? Has it worked? Not once. So hey, if it's not being called, why wouldn't you do it?
You're not trying, exactly. And so also, let's talk about the Kelces real quick, because you just mentioned Travis before. But Jason, I am sure, you know, your level of respect for him is through the roof. You clearly know what it takes to do what you do in the trenches at such a high level for such a long time. He's incredible, man. And I'm wondering what you think of when you compete against him and watch him. J.J. Watt, what do you think about him?
You know, he's a football player's football player, man. Like, he is that old school, like, tape on his knuckles, like, grinded out, but also very, very athletic. He can be a pulling center. He can come around the edge. He can make blocks 10 yards down the field. He's going to play hurt. He's going to do it grimy. He's going to lead that offensive line, and he's going to give Jalen everything he needs. Like, you just, as a player, you have a lot of respect for a guy like that doing it for so long and at such a high level.
And then, again, I know Travis, you said Mahomes knows he's always going to get open, and I know your job is essentially to make sure Mahomes isn't upright to get it to Kelce, but can you answer the question so many fans have, is why is he open all the damn time? Clearly you're circling him. You know what I mean? Clearly you're circling him in meetings. Clearly, you know, like the Jaguars knew that, you know, he's going to catch it, and he catches it 14 times, you know. So what do you got for me there, JJ?
Dude, so like, when the last couple weeks, obviously, I'm watching these games just like a fan, just like everybody else.
Yeah.
And you're watching the games, and I mean, I'm a player. I've literally game planned against them. We've had double teams called against them, and you have everything lined up. And you watch these games, and Mahomes is scrambling around, running around, and then he chucks it, and all of a sudden the camera cuts to Kelce, who with nobody within 10 yards of him. And me, having been in those meetings, I'm still baffled. Like where is everyone? Like, I don't. It's the connection that he has with Mahomes to know exactly how Mahomes is thinking and where he's going to scramble to and what he's looking for. But then it's also just this incredible innate feel for the game, and he can have his head on a swivel at all times and know where the open space is, know what Mahomes' capabilities are, and just get in that spot. But I mean, I'm not the only one. It feels like he is in a space 30 yards wide every time.
It's every time, I know, and that's why I'm wondering, because how this happens all the time. And then I guess, you know, before we move on off the game for a second, Hassan Reddick has become such a game wrecker in Philadelphia. If I'm not mistaken, you overlapped with him in Arizona, correct, JJ?
No.
Never did.
He was out right before I got here.
Okay,
but so yes, he has been absolutely killing it.
So what do you think of him and Chris Jones and the pass rushers in this game and how they can affect the results, JJ?
I think there's a ton of great pass rushers in this game, and I think it's, for me as a defensive lineman, obviously it's going to be a blast to watch, because I love watching those guys go to work. And I think that the more dominant forces you have around you, obviously the better your pass rush situation is going to be, because the offense has to account for everybody. So I mean, Hassan is an unbelievable pass rusher in his own right, and then you add the pieces around him that he's got, you know, the Brandon Grahams and all these Javon Hargrave and these great pass rushers all around him. Now you got to tell the offense, all right, where are you going to slide your center? Where are you going to step your back up into the hole? You know, are you going to keep a tight end, or are you going to get him out? And the more one-on-ones that you create, just look at last game. Like, the San Francisco 49ers didn't go into that game thinking, all right, we're going to leave this backup tight end one-on-one with Hassan. But once you get out there and you start, like, seeing all these guys, and you have to make those mic points and you have to make those calls, you all of a sudden are like, well, I mean, technically the rules of this play say to leave the backup tight end one-on-one with Hassan. So we do. And then he goes out there and he wrecks the game the way that he does. So, It's a blast to watch. It's awesome. And then Chris Jones and those guys on the other side, and Frank Clark has obviously been doing great as well in the playoffs for them. And so I enjoy watching it. I'm looking forward to seeing how difficult they might make these quarterbacks' lives.
J.J. Watt here on the Rich Eisen Show, taking a couple minutes out of daddy daycare or you know, walking the tightrope, calling into the show while actually providing such care right here on the Rich Eisen Show. So we haven't spoken yet since you've decided to retire. Can you just give me the main overarching reason why you decided to say this is enough, JJ?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, for me, it was much more the mental stress than it was even the physical stress. And that's to say, from an off-season standpoint, you know, when a season ends, I'm maybe a week off and then back into training, because and as you get older, you have to put even more time into your training and taking care of your body, because it's just natural that it breaks down at a higher rate. So every single day is a mental grind and trying to make sure that you're the most prepared, trying to make sure that your recovery is the best. And even in January, February, you're already, you know, stressing about making sure you're prepared for the next season. And those are the types of stresses and mental, you know, mental gymnastics that I was ready to be done with. I wanted to enjoy time with my son and my wife. I wanted to go through life and know what it feels like to just kind of relax a little bit. And if I miss a workout to play golf, then I miss a workout to play golf. And I don't have to, like, worry, did I do the right thing today or did I hurt my chances of having a good season?
So it just blows my mind that Brady did it till 45. When you're describing, I mean, I've heard what you've said before from other guys, but, you know, not first ballot Hall of Famers as much as what you just said, right? Insane that he did it till 45, correct, JJ?
Oh, that's why anybody who's ever played the game and all of us who know what it takes and know the grind and know the preparation and everything that he's had to do and the success he's had, we have nothing but the utmost respect for him, and we have no problem whatsoever giving him his props as the GOAT, because it is truly incredible what he's done, for how long he's done it, and how special it is. And not only to do it for that long, but to be the literal best at it and win more Super Bowls than any organization in history is incredible.
Have you thought at any moment, in a quiet moment, you know, feeding your son or, you know, summiting Camelback or just behind the wheel of a car, that it looks like you're going to the Hall of Fame with Tom Brady? JJ?
I have allowed myself, when he retired, you know, to just at least think about the possibility of it for a moment, and it would be obviously extremely cool. I mean, I consider him the greatest of all time. I consider him a friend, and I'm fortunate enough for that. And I'll be the first one to give him every ounce of respect and praise that he deserves if we are lucky enough to go in together.
No, and again, I know when I say this sort of stuff to people of your caliber, not just player but human, you know, you don't want to sit there and go, damn right I'm a Hall of Famer. You are, and you're a first ballot one, but the Watts and the Brady's hanging out in Ohio for a weekend. I mean, that's it, man.
I appreciate it, man.
Seriously.
Yeah,
that'll be amazing.
I consider myself a part of one of the greatest draft classes of all time.
Right.
I think our draft class was incredible. There's so many great players that I'm honored to be a part of such a great class. And it would be pretty cool to have that opportunity to also maybe go into the Hall with the best of all time.
Hey, man, I remember that draft class because, you know, as we wrap up this conversation here, JJ, you know, there was that Super Bowl in Indianapolis. It was Brady versus the Giants for a second time. You know, you and Cam Newton were signing autographs for Marriott. I was there too, and you were just fresh. Yeah. You were just fresh off your first year after dominating there, you know, for the Texans. And I just feel like if I had walked up to you and said your career was going to be this, and it's the one that we just talked about, what would you have said that day to me, man?
You know, it's kind of funny you say that, because I'm down here in Arizona right now, mm-hmm. and I trained down here for the combine 12 years ago, and my wife is actually training today at the gym that I trained at for the combine. So I drove up there last week to check it out with her. And when I was training for the combine, my parents and I, we went and looked at houses just for fun, because we were like, let's see what, you know, $1 million house in Arizona looks like, how cool that would be.
Yeah.
And now here I sit 12 years later. My wife is a professional athlete.
Mm-hmm.
I have our son on my lap, and I am in Arizona in an incredible house that I'm very thankful for, and it's a very surreal feeling. And just like everybody says, it feels like it went by in a blink of an eye, man. It was such a quick 12 years, but I'm so thankful for it. I'm so proud of it, and I've met so many incredible people and had so many experiences that I never in my life thought I would get to have. So I have nothing but gratitude and love.
And a healthy 33-year-old, too. I mean, you could do this for a living, the conversing about football. Is it? Do you want to do this? Do you want to be in the paparazzi? Like, what are you going to do? What are you thinking, JJ?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I definitely want to stay around the game in some capacity.
Sure.
Not as a coach, because the hours are crazy. I do think that there is a possibility of some sort of broadcasting or something if the opportunity is right. But the beauty of every situation is, if something isn't right or I don't feel like it's the right situation for me, then I just don't do it. Go to the golf course and have some drinks and hang out with my family, you know?
Okay.
So it's a great place for me to be in. I'm very lucky to be in this place at the age of 33.
Hey, man, it goes without saying, if you have any 2 cents you want about broadcasting, you got my number. And this is not the last time we'll talk, but please, you know that. I'd love to see you be successful, whatever you want. You'd be great at this. There's no question about it. So I'll give you as a parting shot, one shot at it. You want to give me a prediction for Super Bowl 57? JJ Watt?
Man, that's tough. I've never really done predictions in the past because
you're a player. You can't piss
people. I'm interested, man. I think this is a tough game. I'm a D-line guy, so I'm going to go with the D-line. I started this conversation talking about the D-line, and I think that the Eagles' D-line is one of the most impressive I've seen compiled in one room together. So I'll ride with the Eagles in this one and see if they can pull it out.
See,
dude, you know how hard it is to go against Mahomes and Kelsey and those guys.
I know.
It's so damn hard. Like, this is what's so dumb. Like, and this is one of the things about, like, commentary and analysts that, like, I'm going to go on TV at some point and have to make a prediction like this. And they put the little graphic at the bottom where you pick your win.
Oh, yeah.
And then on Monday, every single fan comes back. Oh, look at you, idiot. Look at this moron. Yeah. He had no idea. I had no idea. If I had an idea, guess where I would be? The win in Las Vegas, putting every dollar I had on. I got no clue, just like you guys.
Welcome to that world. And by the way, like I said, you're great. What you just did right there, if you don't mind me just giving a snap analysis, what you did just there is you said, I'm a D-line guy. I believe the defensive line of the Eagles is better. I'm going there. So if the Chiefs win and they come up to you and say, what gives? You're like, hey, I was just a D-line guy. You know, that's it. You're able to fall back on that. Well done. You're good.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And you did that snap judgment right off the bat. You didn't know I was going to ask you that, and you're holding a small baby in your hand. You can do this. Trust me.
I'm giving – Koa is the MVP of this interview. He was being quiet for this long after feeding. I am thoroughly impressed and thankful.
Like every Watt, he's coachable. Well done. Thank you. Thanks for the call, brother. Really appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate it. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. And if you need anything at AZ, let me know. It's a beautiful place.
We'll do it. I'll see you out there. Thank you, JJ Watt. You be well.
All right. See you guys.
The Jets, JJ Watt. He's now going to try and summit Camelback holding his child. Right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Beast mode.
We got time to play golf with JJ? It sounds like a good hang.
I don't know if we want a piece of that.
Sounds like a good hang.
Hey.
Drink some gambling.
Yeah,
I think.
Let me just say this: if he was at the Pro Bowl games this weekend, I don't think what Jordan Poirier would be winning the long drive.
320. It feels like JJ could go.
I think absolutely. For the first time ever, stream the Super Bowl for free. Super Bowl 57 on Westwood One is Sunday, February 12th. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app on westwoodonesports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light for free and get you back on the road. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Great first chat of our Super Bowl week, if I may say so myself. Let's take a break and come back and talk about Kyrie Irving. Why don't we? That's next right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
NetSuite wants you to know your numbers. If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. It really is that simple. And in this day and age, you should not be relying on outdated software. You should not be relying on anything but the top financial cloud system available. And that's NetSuite by Oracle. No payments and no interest for 6 months. You can defer payments of a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. That's a big deal. Never made an offer like this in its 22 years as a leading cloud financial system. NetSuite by Oracle has 33,000 companies that have already upgraded to NetSuite, gaining visibility and control of their financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. Whether your business generates millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months at netsuite.com/richradio. That's netsuite.com/richradio. netsuite.com/richradio. Look, I am of a certain age where I have stopped caring so much about people that have negative energy and a negative influence in my life. I just can't have it anymore. Susie and I are kind of lockstep on that. If you've got a negative energy, if you have something that rubs people the wrong way, doesn't matter how great you are at what you do, I don't have time for you.
Don't care.
I had no idea Larry King was thinking the same thing, but he was way older than me right now.
From the grave,
please,
he said that. Yeah.
Good Lord. Yeah. I don't know Kyrie Irving personally. I don't know him personally. I only know of him through his basketball play, which is brilliant. Brilliant. First ballot Hall of Fame, generationally brilliant, brilliant. I only know him based on what he says into a microphone. I do not know him behind the scenes. I do not know him personally. So clearly, all of what I'm about to say is based on how he handles his business, what he says when he's in front of a camera, and how he has left places in his business world. And he had a great thing going in Cleveland. Something happened where he's like, I got to strike out on my own. I understand that. I get it. He goes to Boston. He tells Boston, I love you. I feel your love. I don't want to go anywhere. A couple years later, he's gone. Everyone can't wait to get rid of him. He returns to Boston and he smudges, okay? Like, he doesn't turn the page where I'm in a better spot in life. I'm going to show everybody there that you still stink. So I'm going to try and get the negative energies of this place out by smudging the arena before going there, making a show of it as if he had nothing to do with the reason why there was bad energy at all. Okay. Certainly since he's in a spot in Brooklyn playing for a Nets team that he proclaims in a video announces his arrival, that he loved him all the way back when he was a kid. Oh, because he's from Brooklyn, right? No, no, no. He's from New Jersey, where the Nets used to play. And I got to tell you, I grew up in that area. I didn't know many Nets fans at all. No. Certainly not. Like, I can't wait to play for the Nets when I grow up. Okay. Got it. We believe you. You're there. And not only are you there, but they are building the world around you. They're going to go get you Kevin Durant. We're going to put the two of you together in New York, and you're going to be the ones that everyone wants to go see, and the Knicks are going to be second-class citizens in their own town. Twice he disappears. Once because he didn't want to get vaccinated at a time where that was the rules of the city. And another time, we don't know what the hell happened. And then this year, we all know he was suspended because of what he put on his Twitter feed, the most viciously anti-Semitic, trope-filled piece of content that I still don't know. If Amazon, you still have it up, what's your problem? And he comes back and he's brilliant again. He wants a new contract. Apparently the Nets put stipulations on it for his money. He didn't like it. He announces, I want to trade, as his team is, without Durant, fourth in the conference because he's been so brilliant. He wants out. And I don't blame the Nets one bit for saying, get out of here. This is now, I mean, you talk to a Cavs fan, they're not terribly happy that he left, but the vitriol is not anything close to the way Celtics fans feel about him and the way Nets fans now feel about him. And there are more Nets fans than ever before because of his brilliant play and Durant and so many others that are interested in this franchise. But I say to the Nets, good for you. Get out of here. Do not care how good you are. And he is great.
He's been balling.
Great. Great. Don't care. Give me a bag of balls back. And instead you get Dinwiddie. You get a nice haul. You got Dinwiddie back. You could make the case the Nets should never have gone away from what they were building to switch it all up and try and go big. You know, getting Finney-Smith too, getting a one and two, multiple twos that apparently they're trying to package in time for Thursday to have Durant when he comes back healthy with Simmons and the rest of that team. Go for it. Jacque Vaughn, they got the right coach too, it seems like. Go for it. I don't care anymore how good he is. That's now three spots that he left, and it's not his fault. It's never his fault. The Nets found out what the Celtics found out, what the Cavs found out, and what you have to sit here and think. I mean, what is Jason Kidd raise his hand and tell Cuban, I got this. Point guard, you're all-time great point guard to all-time great point guard. I got this. And Cuban's like, I got it. Go for it. I don't know. I guess if somebody had walked into the Shark Tank with this resume, he probably would be out. He'd be out.
You'd think so.
Damon, you take it.
Right.
You know? He'd be out. He'd be out. If anybody walked in with this resume selling their business, saying, I want a piece of your money, he'd say, I'm out. Just like the Nets just did, just like the Celtics did, and just like who I think the Cavs are thankful he did to them. And again, I just reiterate, I don't know him personally, but I am so, in my personal life, anybody with a bad energy. And he might have great energy around certain other people, too. He might turn on the charm around other people. But take your flat earth tweeting and all that stuff. Get out. Go to Dallas. Sell it there. And I will be watching him and Luka to see how it all plays out in a way that I'm rubbernecking. When you're slowing down on the side of the road to see something, what's going on there that everybody's looking at. I'm interested in that. But good for the Nets. I think they will be better off without it. And hopefully Kyrie doesn't turn the Mavs situation into the same situation that happened in Brooklyn and Boston. But track record says otherwise. Hour number two, Ian Eagle, voice of the Nets, coming up with Jared Goff as well.
I also just think from a basketball standpoint, like, how's it going to work? Because Luka is so ball dominant in their offense of, you know, 20, 22 seconds of dribble, 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 drive and shoot, or dribble, 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 you know, find a guy in the corner. Like, is Kyrie going to play the shooting guard out of this, TJ? It's just like, I don't know.
I mean, you took the words out of my mouth with the ball dominant thing. It's going to be interesting to see. Let's try to put a positive on it because it's easy to look negative. You got two guys who at the end of the game – you can look to take game-winning shots, right? You can depend upon when the game's tight. A lot of teams don't have that at all. A lot of teams have guys who will wilt under the pressure of having to take that last shot. So, you know, now you got two guys who you can count on to both, you know, attack the rim, to run an offense through. But
true.
And the guy, though, that
when
gets
you need
the ball?
It'll be Luka. And then if Luka gets doubled, you got Kyrie. I mean, like, you know, all you know is in this day and age, it does make sense. If you have one brilliant player, get a second. Because that's what, you know, you've seen Batman and Robins or Batman and Batmans win this league quite a bit. Yeah. But At some point, though, you just got to read the room as to what every room has been like that this guy left.
Yeah, can you count on him?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But Jason Kidd must have said, I've got him, and Cuban must be like, let's get him. Oof. Let's see how it plays out. Hour two coming up.